This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
And first of all, in the farm show this morning, the overnight crude oil market, 8 cents higher at 90.21. The Brent crude, 19 cents lower at 106.28. The December gold contract, 40 cents higher at $1,623.10. While the U.S. dollar index, 0.137 higher at 82.846. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat, 9.18 and a quarter. That's up 28 and a quarter. December wheat, 9.31 and a quarter, and that's up 20. September corn this morning, 8.19. That's up 20 and one half. December corn, 8.15, up 21 and three quarter. August soybeans, 17.20 and a half, up 36 and a quarter. And September beans, 16.65 and a half, up 37 and three quarter. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, September wheat closed at 8.98. That was up 14. December wheat closed at 9.11 and a quarter, up 14. March wheat, 9.13, up 12 and three quarter. September corn Friday, 7.98 and a half, up 17 and a quarter. December corn closed at 7.93 and a quarter, up 17. March corn closed at 7.87 and a half, up 14 and a quarter. August soybeans on Friday, 16.84 and a quarter, up 28 and one half. September beans, 16.27 and three quarter, up 31 and a quarter. November beans, 16.01 and three quarter, up 34 and a quarter. August soybean meal on Friday, 5.27.70, up 89. September meal, 5.02.10, up 91. October meal, 4.84.60, up 124. August soybean oil Friday, 52.04, up 36. September, 52.23, up 36. And October oil, 52.42, up 37. September oats on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 3.77, up 7 and 1 half. December oats, 3.79 and 3 quarter, up 7. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon. Grain futures were supported by an extended hot and dry weather forecast, along with many private forecasters lowering both corn and soybean outlooks. Wheat futures were strengthened by a lower estimate for the Russian wheat crop. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 16 to 17 cents higher at 777 to 798. Soybeans gained 20 to 23 cents at 1695 to 1710. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 17 cents stronger at 802 to 823. Soybeans advanced 26 to 28 cents at 1699 to 1716. And the wheat price is up 13 to 14 cents at 875 to 881. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids gained 10 to 11 cents at 7.95 to 8.40. Soybeans were up 17 to 24 cents at 16.92 to 17.18. And cash wheat bids gained 11 to 14 cents at 8.61 to 8.98. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 17 to 18 cents higher at 8.03 to 8.08. Soybeans gained 2 to 15 cents at 17.09 to 17.31. And wheat prices advanced 9 to 13 cents at 8.43 to 8.59. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 10 to 14 cents higher at 8.16 to 8.17. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 23 to 29 cents, with quotations at 17.45 to 17.52. Soft red winter wheat up 19 cents at 8.67 to 8.68, and the Milo ended 37 cents higher at 7.42 to 7.43. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 7.56 to 7.72. New crop soybean bids range from 15.65 to 15.79. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $7.69 to $7.99, with new crop soybean bids ranging from $15.72 to $15.87. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $7.77 to $8.13, with the new crop soybean bids at $15.82 to $16.02. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, August hogs closed at 95.20, down 60. October hogs closed at 81.32, down a dime. And December hogs, 79.30, up 22. August live cattle Friday, 119.60, up 142. October cattle, 125.27, up 210. And December cattle, 128.42, up 205. August feeder cattle Friday, 137.75, up 175. September feeders, 140.40, up 157. October feeders, 142.45, up 145. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Friday, July 27th. For the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, barrels and gilts closed $3.02 higher. Carcass base price range, 81.71 to 94, weighted average 89.50. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 44,300. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady, 54 to 60, and Illinois direct slaughter sows mostly steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds from 25 to 30. 450 to 550 pounds at 27 to 30. Over 550 pounds at 28 to 32, a few up to 35. Boars under 300 pounds, 30 to 35. Over 300 pounds, 10 to 15. Today's estimated receipts, 575. Thursday's actuals, 1,100. And for the week, 6,024. Pork carcass cutout, 92.27, and that is down 64 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for hogs on Friday, 396,000. Saturday, 10,000. Week to date of 2,003,000. And year to date, 62,015,000. Cattle on Friday, 120,000. Saturday, 10,000. Week to date of 637,000. And year to date, 18,589,000. Box beef cutout values were lower on light demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 131 fab loads and 52 trim. Choice, 176.94. That is down $1.31. Select at 170.03, and that is down $1.30. At the Walnut Livestock Auction, Thursday, 385 head sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded mostly steady. Holstein steers and bulls lightly tested, with slaughter cows unevenly steady in a very thin test. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s from 110 to 116. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 108.75 to 114. Slaughter cows, breaking type a few, 70 to 76. Boning type cows, 64 to 67. And lean cows at 60 to 63. With slaughter bulls, your grade ones at 78 to 80. At the Illinois auctions, which we cover, receipts this week of 1,691 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to three lower. Choice steers, 108.75 to 115.75. Heifers, 107 to 115.75. Choice Holstein steers traded steady to dollar higher at 101 to 108 and a quarter. Slaughter cows traded unevenly steady with slaughter bulls lightly tested. For the afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review, Friday trading in the southern and northern plains was limited on light demand. Southern plains on a light test, live sales steady with Thursday's market at 114. Nebraska dress sales unevenly steady with Thursday's market 180 to 181. Western Corn Belt trading was slow on moderate demand, not enough sales for a market test. Last fully established market Thursday, live sales 114, dress sales 180 with a few up to 181. Negotiated sales week to date of 96,600. Illinois direct slaughter cattle on a live basis traded a dollar to dollar and a half higher, 113 to 115, and on a dress basis a few at 179. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
And here are the spot dairy prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. For butter, 167, that was unchanged. For block cheese, 170 and one half, down one and a quarter. For barrel cheese, 168 and a half, down one. The spot price Friday for Class 3 milk, $16.67. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $8.22. For August, $7.82. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $8.14. For August, $7.82. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for July, $16.96. And for August, $16.06. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, $8.32. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $8.22. Corn at Scottville, $8.14. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $16.96. Wheat at Scottville, $8.32. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the mid-90s with light north winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 70s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny and hot, the high in the upper 90s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the low 90s. Right now at the Weather Center, 72 degrees under partly cloudy skies. And this check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. First of all, in our farm news today, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is upset with a statement on the USDA website calling for meatless Mondays as a way to help the environment. Mike Deering, National Cattlemen's Beef Association spokesman, says the comments were, quote, extremely disparaging.
It was amazing to see that in their newsletter, especially since they have messaging on Meatless Mondays against it. They have messaging on the nutritious value of beef. They have messaging on the safety of beef. They have messaging in their own research on the environmental sustainability of beef. And so to see that was quite a shock.
The United States Department of Agriculture later made a public announcement apologizing and saying the statement was posted without proper clearance. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack called National Cattlemen's Beef Association President J.D. Alexander to express his apologies and try to right the wrong. Deering believes the USDA has some internal issues they need to deal with.
I think they have some internal issues that they need to deal with, and the Secretary indicated that they were looking into that and going to be a little more stringent on what gets posted on that website. But there's certainly someone in there that believes in an anti-animal agriculture agenda. There's someone there who is not a fan of the family farmers and ranchers in this country, and that person hopefully no longer has a job.
And that was National Cattlemen's Beef Association spokesman Mike Deering. The Pork Checkoff is working closely with major restaurant chains to boost demand. Jared Sutton, Pork Checkoff Assistant Vice President of Channel Marketing, cites recent success stories, including the Burger King barbecue sandwich.
I know there's different regionality perspectives and appreciation for barbecue, but it's a really good sandwich with quality pulled pork, and Burger King is having phenomenal success with it. You also see it at Subway. You look at the prices of protein, and pork is extremely competitive right now. And so using that as an option, or certainly leverage for these customers to think about in their business planning, and also celebrating, and for some people introducing the versatility and the flavor that pork offers, it's really kind of a perfect storm on the positive side, where we can and use all of those things to encourage our customer friends to give pork a chance. And as I said, with Subway's barbecue pulled pork, as well as the pulled pork Cuban sandwich, they're doing a great job with it. They're having good success, and it's a great quality product and something we're proud of, and we should be proud of, and can certainly look for that momentum to continue.
Record meat prices are being seen across the board. Mr. Sutton says pork still presents an alternative option to other higher-priced proteins.
Pork has this versatility and flavor, and right now a great value for these customers to experiment with. And having, from a food service operator's perspective, like Subway, having that pulled pork in-house, finding multiple uses for that is a great opportunity for them to be able to sell more of it. So much like they add bacon on any sandwich, this pulled pork can be utilized in a few different ways, and you're seeing that by the different merchandising opportunities that they're promoting. So price is always going to be an issue, and with record high protein prices, it's certainly something that these customers are considering and evaluating as they're looking at their marketing strategies. But the demand for pork domestically as well as abroad seems to be continuing to grow, and we're excited about what that's going to mean for our product marketing efforts moving forward.
For more information, you can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to www.pork.org. And right now we'll update the hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
It was a mixed week in the hog market. Good news is pork cutout value went up a bit. We've got pork cutout at the end of the week right around $93 per hundredweight. Loins, hams, and bellies all higher. Pork bellies are doing quite well. It's BLT season, and we've got the highest wholesale belly prices since August of last year. On hog prices, some more or less steady this week, with continued higher prices in the west than the east. We've got carcass prices roughly $90 per hundredweight across the country. Terminal markets on a live weight basis, more or less $60, with, of course, variance from location to location. Hog futures, fairly good week there, steady to $2 higher, which is encouraging. Hog slaughter this week is expected to come in right around 2 million head, which is up almost 2% from the week before, so a bit of a jump there, and up 0.5% from the same week a year ago. Weights continue to decline with the heat, but are still higher than a year ago. Iowa, Minnesota live weights last week averaged 267.1 pounds. That's down 1.4 pounds from the week before, but up 3.4 pounds from the same week a year ago, and the 35th consecutive week in which weights have been above year-ago levels.
On thousands of farms and ranches across the country, there is the tradition of one generation teaching the next about agriculture. New legislation would eliminate what many see as a threat to that tradition. American Farm Bureau Federation labor specialist Christy Boswell talks about the Preserve Family Farm Act in this story from the American Farm Bureau Federation's Jonna Miller.
When the Department of Labor proposed new rules that would have eliminated the opportunity for a lot of young people to work on the nation's farms and ranches, the agriculture community spoke out. Now that the department has rescinded that proposal, many want to make sure they don't see a repeat performance anytime soon.
The Preserving Family Farms Act was introduced by Congressman Tom Latham of Iowa when the regulation was still pending. Initially, the intent was to block the implementation of that child labor proposal. When the administration withdrew the proposal, Congressman Latham was still concerned and wanted to protect family farms into the future, so amended the bill so that the Department of Labor would not be able to introduce something similar to the proposal.
American Farm Bureau labor specialist Christy Boswell says the proposal went too far.
It was very prohibitive in what tasks it restricted. It basically prevented youth from doing simple, mundane tasks that they should be able to do with proper training and supervision.
And Boswell says there's no question it's the Department of Labor's job to ensure the safety of young people who work on farms and ranches. But there are better ways to accomplish that.
Broad-reaching federal regulation wasn't the answer. Looking forward, we hope that we can work with the Department of Labor and the USDA in developing safety programs and possibly crafting some more appropriate regulation and looking at the current regulations to make sure that their concerns are addressed and it still protects the agricultural way of life.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
The Illinois Beef Association names a new executive director. Reed Blossom was an industry official in Alabama for 8 years before coming to Illinois. He succeeds Merrily Johnson, who passed away last March. Blossom will join the state's association in time for the state fair, August 9th. Now that the House is planning to act on the farm bill by extending the 2008 version, the leadership is working to sort out the details regarding the best path forward for addressing drought conditions and farm policy. For one thing, House leaders need to determine what kind of rule on amendments will govern debate. The Republican leadership in the House has generally pursued a policy of open rules, at least when talking about the House Agriculture Committee's farm bill. Ranking member Colin Peterson said he was hopeful the Rules Committee would agree to a modified open rule limiting the number of amendments. Another option is a closed rule, which would not allow for amendments. The House released language for a one-year extension of the current farm bill, including supplemental ag disaster assistance, on Friday afternoon, but it is unclear if this is seeking an actual extension or providing an avenue for a Senate-House farm bill conference. The measure to extend the current farm bill is expected to come up this week. If it is approved, it will be conferenced with the Senate-passed farm bill in September. It's 8:31 on this Monday morning. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat now trading at 9.17 and a quarter, up 19 and a quarter. December wheat trading at 9.31, up 19 and three quarter. September corn trading at 8.19 and a quarter, up 28 and three quarter. And December corn trading at 8.15 and a quarter, up 22. August soybeans now trading at 17.22 and three quarter, up 38 and a half. September beans trading at 16.60 and a half, up 40 and three quarter. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.